This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hello, everybody. It's Meg.
And Kristen.
And we are actually recording this poolside.
At Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah. We've got, tell us what we're drinking.
So I'm a big tequila fan, so this is, it's like the something sunrise, but it's similar, it's like a tequila sunrise.
But it has the jungle juice.
Yeah.
So good.
Really good.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. And I'm doing the Rum Runner, but like their version of it.
Yeah.
So it's so yummy. I'm really happy with my choice.
Yeah.
We did the Princess half. We didn't do the full weekend. So we're going to just talk about the half today. Let's dig into it, shall we?
Let's shall.
Oh my gosh. Let's shall.
Shall. Shall. Yeah.
Okay. So we, my fault, we got in late to the expo Saturday to do bib pickup. I've never been to the expo right before it closes. That was my first time.
Yeah, my first time as well.
I was stressful to get down because I had work in the morning and we were trying to rush, and I had clients who wouldn't leave. They wanted to chat, which is lovely, but we ended up being there like right in the nick of time.
Yes, we had about 20 to 30 minutes in the expo.
It worked out, but 10 out of 10, don't recommend the stress.
Yeah, and then to add even more stress on there, I lost my debit card.
Yes.
Well, so we were coming down, because obviously I haven't been here in a while. I was like, oh, I want to go hit this store and that store and this store and that store. And I had this whole laundry list of places I wanted to shop at. And the first thing we did was buy something, and then I went to buy something else, and I had misplaced my debit card.
Sprint. We were buying Sprint hats.
That's right.
Yeah. That's so sad. But hopefully you find it.
I did.
Oh, you did find it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize you ever found it.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible friend. I wasn't listening.
It's okay.
So that happened, but as it turns out, that was probably a great thing.
It was. Yeah.
Because you had a list of places you wanted to shop.
Yeah, my husband will thank you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty convinced that my husband is paying Meg right now, because there was other things I wanted to buy, and she's like, do you really need that? You spent this much money already at
Emirates.
And I was like, oh, but my kids will love it. She's like, well, they will also love the $50 you spent at Emirates today. And I was like, oh, God, that's harsh.
I'm doing you a solid. I'm being a good friend. That's called friendship. So I was shocked coming in at the last minute like we did to the expo, because, you know, things like the spirit jerseys have been selling out so fast. Mm-hmm. And there were so many of the princess ones. And they allowed a pre-order this year. I was just shocked because it's been one of the things that have been highly resold. So they must have increased the stock on them.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the annual pass for the princess jersey real fast. And if you have little ears in the car,
get earmuffs.
Yeah, give us about 30 seconds to say a bad word. So
we were walking up to where the annual pass holder stuff is, and I said, does that shirt say asshole on the back of it?
So the P, it fits right under the arm. And so as people are walking around, it definitely looks like it says asshole across the back of it.
Yeah, probably not their smartest decision to put that like that, but it legit looks like it says asshole on the back.
It made me want it more, I'm not going to lie. So we'll stop saying that word now if you were tuning out. And by the time we got there, there were only extra large and 2X left.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really did want that shirt.
And the naughty shirt.
And I wanted the naughty one. So I was sad that we couldn't get it. But there was a ton of merchandise left over. Lots of corksicle left over, lots of mugs left over, the shirts, the magnets, everything was still there.
And we didn't buy any cups.
I know. I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of us. Yeah, we did a great job on that. So that was really fun. And then we brought our reusable cups. They were clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the ESPN cup now, not the Run Disney cups. If you have cups.
If you want friendship goals, your friendship goals should be your friend carrying your drink down 2 flights of stairs to give to you to surprise you.
They were so full too. I really thought I was going to wipe out coming down the steps.
Friendship goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just grabbed myself when I made it down. I only had one little spill. Sorry, Run Disney. It was a tiny, tiny, tiny one, but I was doing my best.
It's okay.
Yeah, so that's...
I appreciate it.
Pineapple cider at the expo is always a win. And then we left the expo and we headed to Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm. Disney Springs. Walked around there for a little bit.
Had dinner.
Had dinner.
Tried to get into Gideon's.
Yeah.
Messed it up.
Yeah, so for all of you listening, apparently we didn't know this. You should put your name in the queue like the second you get to Disney Springs. Because it's about a 4-hour wait to get into line. So if you were to put, if we would have had to put our name in the second we got there, we would have gotten tickets.
Yeah, we didn't. We went for Amarettes, we always do.
Yeah.
And we didn't even think we were going to try for Gideon's, but we had time before our dinner reservation, and we were like, yeah, let's just throw our name in. So we hadn't been on the itinerary to begin with.
No.
But we decided to throw our name in. Eh, we didn't make it in time. By the time we finished dinner, we still were on the waiting list.
So yeah, we were like, we're out.
We're out of here. It's been a long day. But we always love it. So we really take it back to the hotel and eat it there. It's so nice. So, but we did make, at this point, what I would like to call a fatal flaw. Not fatal, but a flaw. We made a flawed choice.
It was definitely a questionable decision.
So Amaretz has the frozen wine.
Yes.
Which is so good.
It's very good.
But also,
it's full of sugar.
Full of sugar. And alcohol. And probably not the best choice the night before a half marathon.
Mm-mm.
In the moment, it was amazing.
It was very good. It was very good in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, about 20 minutes after that, I'm not sure if it was that or all the popcorn we ate. Might have. Questionable, I guess.
Maybe. That popcorn refill.
Yep. But about, I don't know, 30 minutes after we left Amaretz, I was like, uh-oh. It's not looking good for the home team here, folks.
It's so tasty in the moment. But then we got real food at Terralina's.
And I was fine.
And we were fine. We met a new friend, Caitlin, who is so sweet. So if you haven't been following our social, I handed out earrings again, the Mickey earrings. And I've had the best time doing scavenger hunts. Like, I feel like it's a scavenger hunt in my brain. I have them on the podcast cards just because I didn't know what else to put them on that made any sense. And I don't really want to sell them to people. Like, I'm just doing it for funsies. So this kind of made more sense than anything else. Not that we need... I mean, we just do the podcast for funsies, too.
Yeah,
so it's,
yeah.
But it was, you know, the thing that made the most sense without putting my personal business on there. So I didn't know what to do. Anyways, but it's so fun handing out the earrings because we meet so many fun people.
Yeah.
I love it. You're going to do it for Springtime Surprise for us, too, right?
I am.
I'm excited.
Meet some more Lindas.
Yeah, Caitlin's mom's Linda. They were from Chicago. They were awesome people. If you guys are listening, shout out. You're amazing. We really enjoy talking with you guys.
Yeah.
So that was fun. So then we checked into our off-property hotel.
Yes.
And we're very happy with it as usual because we each get our own bedroom and bathroom and living room and kitchen and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then got up at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, went to the park. And I had a realization because we were talking on the way back. We were like, oh, is it better to stay off-property? Is it better to stay on-property? And it is, you know, a decent walk back to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting in the elevator, I was like, you know, we would walk the same distance to our hotel room had we taken the buses and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you were like, yes, it's different, broken up differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It's the same distance walking from the buses to the hotel room on property as walking all the way out to the car, which we were in the third to last spot at the end of the row. I was like, really far out there, even though we got there so early. But we enjoyed getting there early because we were able to do a character stop before we started. There were 4 princesses. Oh, let's backtrack a little bit. So the princess weekend, the princesses always change. This year they had Jasmine and Belle was the 10K. The half marathon was Moana. And then Cinderella was like the honorary, like 19.3 princess. And so we hopped in the Moana line, mm-hmm. but they also had Cinderella, Rhea, and
Rapunzel.
Yeah, Rapunzel, you're right. So we wanted to get in Moana right when we got there because we knew it was going to be the busiest one because that was a theme.
Mm-hmm.
So it was awesome.
Yeah, we got our picture with Moana.
Lots of hey-hays today.
Yeah, lots of hey-hays. There was some costume commitments out there.
There were, and they got really lucky because it was supposed to be super hot today, and the fog was intense.
Yeah, there was a lot of fog.
And it created shade and...
almost like a cool mist.
Mm-hmm.
Across the run.
Mm-hmm.
But you made a good point when we were running. It's like we're going into the unknown.
Yeah.
The war.
Like, yeah. It was very like Disney themed movie or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Who else did we stop for? Mulan?
We stopped for Mulan and Mushu. Oh, sorry guys, I'm wearing my medal too. So if you hear us clanking, we're preparing our medals while we're sitting here. Let's see. Who else did we see out on the course? Just period today too.
We saw... Belle and Beast. Mm. We saw...
If we didn't see Tiana, I was really...
Yeah, we saw the one, the evil villains.
Oh, yeah, Cruella, Maleficent, and the Evil Queen were out in one stop, and that was a great stop.
The line was super long, though.
Yeah, so we didn't stop for that. We stopped for Tinkerbell.
Mm-hmm, Tinkerbell, she's very cute.
We did our castle jump picture.
And Figment.
Stopped for Figment, but it was just the stationary statue of Figment, not a Figment character. I don't know, there were some great photo ops today, lots of princesses out there, of course. So that's always really fun. And then some people I didn't recognize because they were characters I didn't recognize because they're like Disney Junior.
Yeah, but I didn't even recognize
them. I was expecting you to since you have little kids.
You're like, who is that? And I was like, oh, that's Fancy Nancy. And you're like, how'd you know that? I'm like, well, I read the sign.
I have no idea who Fancy Nancy is. So that was good. And, you know, I felt like, I always feel like, and everyone may disagree with me, but Princess is one of the more aggressive Disney races. I say it frequently. It's one of my least favorite of all the Disney weekends.
But you... do it because I love it.
I came because you love it, and this is your foray back into running, mm-hmm. and I'm here to support you and support your running. I just feel like people are not, I mean, everyone was great. They're just, it's not the same as like marathon weekend. I feel like there is some aggressive tendencies, and apparently there was some disagreements at the expo the day before we got there. And
was there a fight?
I don't think there was a fist fight like that one year, but I guess there were like verbal disagreements. I don't know. So,
like, what's there to disagree about at the end? Like,
I don't know.
I digress.
Yeah, seriously. The perfect runners this year, their gift for being perfect was a Corksicle champagne, like, cup. And they got a plush robe that said, like, princess, perfect princess. That was their gift this year.
I think I heard them say there was 151 of them.
I think I heard 278.
Okay, well.
But you could be... I mean, that's one of those things, like, the gentleman at the start line, the volunteer, who was like, there's 15,000 of you.
No, 16.
Or there could be 16,000. Like, he had no idea. Like, I think it could be one of those things. Our medals look great.
Yeah, they're very cool.
There were some medal issues the day, 2 days prior. So far, ours are not chipping. Normally, they have been really badly chipping. We're going to talk about marathon weekend still. We haven't had time to get to that yet with everybody who came, but... there were some metal issues then.
My metal is pretty sturdy, seeing as how I dropped it 45 seconds after picking it up.
Marathon weekend, there were chipped metals, broken metals. There's some of the race shirts have just like come completely unsewn all down the seam. I just feel like it's a lot of, so Dopey in particular is a lot of money to spend to have everything just
messed up. 100%.
So, but you can see, like, here, look. So somebody got their medal, and the 10K portion is upside down on it from yesterday's. And it's not the end of the world. It's a 10K medal you're going to hang on your wall or put wherever. But you spent... Disney is so expensive compared to other races. You want that to be a nice thing for you to remember.
Yeah, I do feel bad for this person. However, I guess you can see the silver lining is her medal is more unique than others.
Yeah, I agree. She's got a special one. Oh, no. Oh, gosh, guys. Sorry for the clanking ice. I had something, like a leaf or something, fall into my drink.
We are in Animal Kingdom. Maybe it
was... something wild.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. The other notable thing is that for yoga, the day before the races start, they do yoga in front of the castle, and they listened. It sounds like the yoga mats this year were quality compared to the year prior, where they were just like really thin and poorly printed and a hot mess express.
Do you get a yoga mat?
You get a yoga mat if you do the yoga. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, and when it was first, like they first had that really thin one, it was kind of like, this isn't worth, like I'm going to get, you know, a $5 yoga mat for, oh gosh, what I spent my money on. So I do feel like some things have been listened to recently, like the yoga mats by Run Disney, and we'll get into some more stuff on marathon weekend too, but it really feels like at least they're listening. I wish that they would either go back to the previous metal company or t-shirt company or find a new one that actually is quality, because it's just, it's so sad when you're like painting your metal with nail polish after coming home a day later.
Yeah.
To try and fix the flaws that have happened because they're so poorly made.
Yeah, that does suck.
It does suck. But I mean, we're really lucky because they are great race support. There's all kinds of other really great things going on. So that's wonderful. Takeaways from this weekend. How did you feel coming back?
I felt good.
Because this is your first half in how long?
Over 4 years.
That's really incredible.
Yeah. Like I told you, I felt a lot more unprepared than I had in the past. Like, I know pre-kid, I could run the half and then go to the park and we could do all these things. Like my legs are sore. And that usually didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened, but not to the extent, you know? So, like, that's interesting. And, you know, I have pretty ambitious plans next year.
Yeah.
So we'll see how those plans unfold. And then I also didn't... What?
I was going to say, don't commit to them on here, because then you're like...
No, I
didn't. Yeah, okay.
And then I also didn't realize, like, the mom guilt I would have is weird. Like, we talked about it a little bit.
For being away.
Being away.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, you're bringing $50 in Amaret pastries back with you.
Yeah.
Can't be that bad.
They probably won't even like them because
they probably won't
because it's too fancy.
Yeah, because they're like how old? 4 and 2. Two. So they probably will be like, nope.
Yeah. Where's the M&Ms?
Where's the face on this?
Yeah. So I felt good. I felt like the course moved faster than I remember. Mm-hmm. Maybe because my last half year is Star Wars. So
when you say moved faster, you mean like you felt like you were zipping through it?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because I remember at one point I was like, well, we're at mile 8 already?
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, we're crushing it. And I was like, no, like, really, were you?
I know, it did feel like at one point I was like, are they sure that they measured this correctly? Because it felt so condensed.
Yeah, it felt like we were fast. Just running through it.
Mm-hmm. But we were talking to everyone. I feel like we were just having... I felt like I was, at least, having a blast from start to finish just chatting with everybody that we came in contact with.
You're definitely more of the talker.
Yeah, but don't you feel like that's entertaining, though, too?
Yeah, I get entertainment from you talking to people.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean, like, the me part. I meant, like, the chatting with other people, like, kind of makes things move along.
And the people watching was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I heard some things.
Let's talk about this corral starting line, though.
Can we talk about some ethics, maybe? Is that the right word?
Yeah, sure, good. I told you, there's definitely two kind of start line people. There's those of us who get out there early, they, you know, get where they need to be, they know what they're doing, and they sit down.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They're in their spot, and they sit. And maybe they have to go to the bathroom and come back. No big deal. But then there is this whole other group of people who feel entitled, and I don't want to sound like whiny, but they are entitled, and they feel like they need to step over everybody else to get to the front of the line. Because they need to be in a better place, but they weren't there
on time.
When the rest of us were.
Yeah, they weren't. I mean, they weren't the early bird to get the worm.
Right, and so I kind of feel like, don't be that guy, man.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy. Like, I don't want to be stepped on.
Yeah, there was definitely stepping on it.
For sure, so much, and there always is, depending on the corral that you're in. We were in C today.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't as bad as like in the further back corrals I've been in before, but man, it was still happening. And I was like, just be cool, man. Don't be like, I'm cool.
Be cool.
So that's so frustrating to me.
Yeah. And like clearly people are sitting there and there's like an area where people are already sitting and they've established their territory.
You guys, I grabbed someone's butt today by accident too. Middle of the run.
We also learned in the middle of the run today that you can put your towel.
Yeah, through your cleaning pack.
Yeah.
Your run pack. Who knew?
There's a whole
through
spot.
Through the closer. Yeah, like yeah. I was like, who knew that? Some people are just brilliant.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, we got it yesterday. And I was like, well, that makes it even worse that we haven't figured that out.
I know. You're just very clever, ma'am. We've had run fanny packs for a long time.
Yeah.
We didn't know you could just stick the towel through the closing part. Who knew? Anyway. So takeaway is you would do Princess again?
I would do Princess every
love
year.
Princess.
I love Princess.
Ugh. It's not my cup of tea.
I know.
But what are you going to do?
Come with me.
No. I was bringing you back and then letting you free, little duck, to run wild.
I know, I'm coming by myself in April. No, I mean, Veronica. Oh, I have a girlfriend.
I was
going
to say, yeah, your friend Veronica's going to run with you.
I know, and then you crack me up because you're like, oh, you have to remember how to do all this yourself.
Yeah, you enjoy, Kristen enjoys when I'm like, and now we go here, and now we go here, and then we go here, and now we sit.
There's one friend who's always like the planner, and the other friend that's like, okay, I'm the okay friend.
And the okay friend has to now be the planner for springtime surprise. So get ready.
So stoked.
So stoked. So there's that. But you'll do great. It's not that different than it used to be. I mean, there's some things that are different, but for the most part, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
How did you feel? This was your first time, and we didn't have to do the virtual queue to get into the expo because we didn't come the first day, but how did you feel about the pass to get your, oh no, what were you sitting in?
I don't know, but it was starting to hurt my butt.
Oh no. We didn't do, so we did have to do the virtual pass to get our bibs. How did you feel about that?
I think that was nice.
How do you feel about the virtual queue now that I've explained it to you for to get into the expo?
I don't think that's fair.
But I, okay, I'm just gonna play devil's advocate here.
I like that, go
okay,
ahead.
So is it not fair or is it helping to stop resellers?
Okay, from that, from like a merchandise.
Because there was so much merchandise left over there.
From a merchandise standpoint, I get it. Like, mm-hmm. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But as someone that puts it, like, what about the person that doesn't get in? Like, that would make me real angry.
Yeah, I mean, that's just day one. There's two more days afterwards you can come back to the expo. Hypothetically, if you're not just coming for the 5K and then going home.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay, well, we resolved nothing with this conversation. It's like, what are we gonna, we don't have any control anyways.
Yeah, no one's gonna listen to us.
Okay, well, there's that. Yeah. So, wine and dine?
I'm doing it.
You're gonna do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to do the challenge, I think, if I can get it figured out.
Okay. I'm waiting to see about wine and dine. I put in for the lottery for New York. We'll see what happens. I'm really hopeful, but really also kind of doubt anything will come of it because it's New York. But I put in for the lottery. If I don't get the lottery for New York, I'll probably be back for wine and dine with you.
Yay!
And I already made a costume suggestion, which we won't talk about here because we're not sure if it's going to come to fruition. But we did vintage tickets today. We had dresses made with vintage tickets.
Yeah, everyone was very into them.
Yeah.
Once the sun came up,
because nobody could tell what we were in the dark. But we had big tickets made, like the old books that said ABCD, and we carried those with us, and it was really awesome.
And I thought it would be annoying to carry them, but it really wasn't.
My pro tip is if you're even thinking about doing a costume, or even if you just want to do a shirt with something clever on it, do it, because it is entertaining.
Yeah.
When people stop and they say, like, oh, I love your this, or that's hysterical, or that brought me a smile, it keeps you moving during the race, especially if you're not an avid runner. So, anyways, that's my pro tip.
I like it.
That's my ending 2 cents. We will see you guys on the next podcast, and I promise we'll get the marathon one done here soon for marathon weekends. And that's it from Princess.
Happy princessing.
See you guys later. Bye. Thanks again for joining the show today, guys. Make sure you leave a review for us on this podcast and follow us on Facebook at Running on Sunshine. Also, if you feel like we've said anything in error, please reach out and let us know. Have a great day.